Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Nadia Angelini, Intuitive Life Coach. So excited so many of you made it on with my new call-in phone number. Thanks, you guys. I got literally 25 emails in the past 10 minutes. So hopefully I got back to almost everybody. That said, yeah, we changed the number, guys, because I did have a handful of people that kept trying to call in, and the number wasn't working for them. So finally, Blog Talk changed my number. So let's get this party started. Happy October, guys. I'm a huge fan of the fall. I'm going to talk a little bit about what's the energy right now, what's the best way to take advantage of this month, and then we'll take as many callers as we can because, you know, I love chatting with you guys. Okay. So it's really interesting because I'm sure most of you do get my update. If you don't, go ahead to my website, intuitionbynadia.com. It's there on the blog, or you can just subscribe and you'll get it to you. It's free, guys. It's just a matter of trying to help you guys really take advantage of the cycles we're in. So we are in Mercury retrograde right now. So whenever we're in that type of cycle, I always feel like it's an internal. It's a time to reassess. It's a time to go inside. And this is the month that's going to go, this is really for me and this really isn't for me. And what came up when I was sort of channeling for this group in particular today, because I always try to look for a little more for this particular group, is the sense of having an idea about what you want and this month getting to the core essence of what you really want. So let's say, I want a new home. What is it I'm really looking for? I'm looking for freedom. I'm looking for safety. I'm looking for community. You know, really getting to the core essence of what you want is really going to help activate it. It's really going to help bring it to you more like a magnet, as opposed to thinking about the thing, you know, and the escrow and the payments and the, you know, that kind of thing. It's like we get stuck in the minutia instead of what's the essence, what's the core feeling I am seeking. And so think about that this month based on whatever it is you're desiring, because when we connect to the feeling we're looking for and we can activate that in the now, that is what is a very powerful attractor. So we are entering a time of this sort of changing people in our life, of letting go of some people, bringing in new people. There is this sort of flow going on of, I've had a lot of clients going, I don't know what's going on, but I have friends that I've been friends with 20 years that like won't call me back or are disappearing and those type of weird things. And I think it's more about understanding that you really want to call in your people. And as you transition, some people are going to rise up to where you are and some people aren't. I really want the people that uplift my life and I want to be with people that I uplift their lives. You know, really just getting clear on your relationships. I do see relationships again highlighted this month. And I just feel like it's not only, of course, relationship with self, but really reassessing, who do I really want to spend my time and energy on? I know for me, this is, you know, I have my ride or die crew, and through the years, I've really found that every person that is close to me is I can be 100% myself with, and they're my ride or die. So it's really about letting in those relationships. This is a month, though, to reconnect with yourself, you guys. You know, some might be feeling lonelier than usual. If you're feeling that feeling of loneliness, of boredom, disconnection, it means you're really not connected to your source, to your real power. And so this is a real great opportunity to go, hey, let me really activate and connect with that higher self in me. You know, I really try to teach you guys that you don't need me, you don't need thee, you don't need anybody. This is about really activating your own intuition, your own guidance system, which is what I really want to encourage with you guys. You know, and I'm here to help always. But part of that is I read this thing the other day and I thought it was so beautiful. It's intuition is your soul's voice being heard. And that's what I want you guys to think about this month, is really listening to your soul's voice, because it's taking you where you want to go. I talked about this. I was on Dee's show on Sunday, September 26th, and it really came in this sort of feeling of loss, disappointment, fear processing. So a lot of times when we have loss or disappointment, we forget, we need to move through it, but it's more about going, what did this make me really want? And understanding, like I said earlier, what this may not be my door. This may not be my thing. So if I'm disappointed, all it means is that there's something better coming, and really just tuning into what my thing is. I want to bring in my success, my person, whatever it is, as opposed to worrying about what everybody else is doing and focusing on past loss or disappointment. over the next year, you guys, there is going to be a theme of trusting the process on the world stage. We've already sort of been through this a little bit, but it's coming up in an even stronger way because they're showing me that there is going to still be, you know, some drama in the world, and being willing to hold your truth, hold to knowing it's all happening for us, even though there's a lot of people going to be, this division energy is continuing, this, but just try not to fight stuff, guys. I'm going to keep telling you guys this because it's just going to keep coming in because they keep bringing it into me of like, don't push against anything, 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 anything. Try to find the compassion, the love of, you know, how would God see this? What would love do now? Sort of perspective as best you can. Okay. Try to see beyond, you know, the superficial and really go deeper into what's really going on. What could this possibly mean? How could this bring good to the world, et cetera? I'm just seeing that this is a great month for massive personal change. So if you can really go inward and use this time, I think you get big, big, big changes. So just pay attention to that this month. I'll talk about this on the video, but I really want to help you guys discern this over the coming months, which is the discernment between what Abraham says, which is only focus on what you want, okay? Which is, you know, Abraham will be like, don't give any attention to what you don't want. Give all the attention to what you do want, and then that's how you get it. But the Abraham also says, and conversations with God also says, if you can't not think about it, look right at it. So this discernment between when do I need to look right at something and when do I really just need to activate something new, we're going to be working on that in the coming months because I just think it's super important to know, you know what, if this is a childhood thing that I've had active for a long time and I've looked at it and I've gone to therapy about it, I don't need to talk about that anymore. Now I need to talk about what needs to be done. If I have resentment coming up in my present moment and I keep seeing this sort of pattern coming up in my life, maybe I need to look right at that. It's like, oh, I got this again. All right, let me look right at it. So let's just work on that moving forward. I just wanted to bring that in because it is a tough discernment. It is sort of a mixed message in a way, and it really does take that sort of inner guidance to know when which is required. Hope that makes sense. So also this month, guys, Abraham says this all the time, but it came in this month. And I think this was actually specifically for me. I'm an overdoer, guys. I'm an A-type personality. So they were saying to me, don't try to make things happen. Allow things to happen. This sense of letting things be easy, letting things fall on your lap, letting things come to you. I really feel this in October. And I love it. I love it. I love it. I want to keep this going all the time because sometimes it's fun to take action and I love taking action. But for me, I need to learn to chill sometimes and let it in. And I think a lot of you are like me. Okay, great, guys. Let's get this party started. As you know, I'm usually going to call out your area code, some of your numbers I know, but a lot of you guys didn't get to call in, so I'm hoping we get a new mix of people on the top because a lot of the people that usually call in called the wrong number. So here we go. Starting with 213, I'm going to think this is Lynn Ayala, but we'll see. Lenny?
Hi, yes, it is.
Girl, you got through. Yes.
And I'm first in line. I love it.
Girl, right in there. Yes. Tell me what's going on.
Thank you. I'm going to start. Let's do general.
Okay. See what's going on then. I know surgery went well, correct?
Surgery went really well. And,
great.
In the last 6 weeks, I'm down to half a dose of the medication
on
for so many years. And that's been, my body has been, you know, rebalancing. I'm still feeling some effects of that. However, I've also lost like 11 pounds. I'm medicating every single morning for the last 6 weeks, walking. So
huge.
Yeah.
So what they're showing me is there is sort of a, when I talk about loss or processing something, there is something coming up that through sort of letting go of this medication and moving into this sort of new transformation that does need to be processed, okay? And the way it's showing me is this very old under the hood thing that is like, I don't want to really love and give my heart to something because I'm afraid I won't get it. And it's been like under the rug. Does that make sense to you?
Okay. Yeah.
there's a sense of needing to open your heart to the things you want, really giving yourself permission to have that desire to go, oh, I really want this, and have pleasure in the desire as opposed to disappointment associated with your desire. And that just feels to me like the one thing that just is kind of is coming up through you letting go of this medication in a way.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
I couldn't put my finger on what it was that was feeling like resistance, but that sounds right. So
yeah.
Okay.
So giving over fully, really putting your heart all the way into things. And guys, this is for everybody. It's like I remember in one of my first workshops, it was like, you know, we lose our willingness to really love or desire something because we've been so disappointed. And I think that's what's going on here with you, because what they showed me was this sort of like holding your heart under an armor, so it's not activating your desire in the way it needs to be activated. You know, I love the formula: desire plus belief equals manifestation, right? But if you let yourself really want something like a child, then it comes really fast, because if the desire is really strong, it comes anyway, whether you believe it or not.
Right. So what has to do with my lower back pain?
Lower back, what they're showing me is there's something with your inner thighs. You need to stretch your inner thighs on a physical level. You need to work on your inner thigh because that's where the real problem is. But the lower back is money. I don't feel like I can support myself with money. That's a money thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
well,
I'm officially back
to work next week. I'm on the schedule. Well, I'm like up for whatever comes in starting next week. So that will
help
a lot.
So now you're back on track. It will. And also just, I know that sounds weird, but like it's counterintuitive, but the inner thighs are tight. So they're showing me like stretching inner thighs, massage inner thighs, that kind of thing will help release it on a physical level.
Oh, thank you. That's awesome.
Yay. All right. I'll talk to you soon.
Yay.
Bye.
Take care. Love you.
I think this is Phyllis. Let me know. 505. Hello.
Hey, Nadia. Wow. Do you know how freaking amazing you are?
Oh, you're so sweet, Mama. Thank you.
No, but you're dead on. I wanted to share with you that, you know, when I said that written question to you about getting the vaccine, I realized that I already knew what I wanted to do. I intuitively felt a flow, but then I went into my head and was like, blah, 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 blah. And I already knew it. So it's that whole thing with when you're talking this morning about intuition. I mean, we mm-hmm. all know. So that was pretty amazing. But what's funny, I wanted to say, you said something about rebellion. Not getting the vaccine was rebellion. I remember back in the 80s, you know, I went through basic training and you have to get all these vaccines. And then when we got to overseas locations, we would I don't know why we all did this, the women. We just go to the nurse practitioner and get her to write out a script. She might be pregnant so we could get out taking the flu shot. I don't know why we did that, but it was like, it was just so important that we did that.
Well, and I think I think that you're tying it all together is this sense of what people associate the vaccine. Some people associate the vaccine with is taking away my freedom. And I think that's what COVID has brought up for a lot of people. And also just this anxiety of I'm not able to make my own choice. So I need to push against and rebel. And I think it's also a generational thing too of, you know, don't trust the man. You know what I mean? Like there's that sort of, you know. There's that sort of thing. And again, I am all for people doing whatever feels right to them. I'm not here to tell anybody what's right for them, like I said. And I think that it was just clearing the negative and limiting stuff around it. You know, that's all that I care about is doing it from the highest place. If it's from the highest place, go live your best. For me, I was like, I can feel some resistance here, some FU energy. And that's what I mean. It's like a little like, I'm not going to do what you tell me to do because I want to know my freedom and I want to make it my decision when I want to do it, you know.
Yeah, you really picked up that rebellion, and I'd totally forgotten about that thing in the 80s that we would do, and I was like, why did we do that? Like, it was just so
crazy.
Weird. How did we even
it's
know
crazy.
We do that?
But it's good. But it's good that you had that awareness. So what can I help you with
today?
Yeah,
but I wanted to Yeah, I just wanted to say that that's kind of a, you know, like I'm calling in, but then I'm kind of like, well, I'm kind of going with trusting myself that the pace that I'm going at right now is fine as far as
manifesting. That's exactly right.
And,
yes, yes.
Yeah,
and that's the trusting the process, trusting that I'm exactly where I need to be and I'm not, I didn't miss anything. I'm, you know, everything's exactly lined up the way it's supposed to be. And they are showing me that, you are in the middle of this sort of, really being, you're walking into the hallway with all the doors and they're almost ready to open. Like that's the energy I'm getting. And I'm giving you, you know, a kind of weird analogy, but that's the analogy. It's like you walked in and there's all these doors there. And now you just got to be like, okay, who's opening first? Let's go. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. And so I'm just really right now, I'm just really in this space where I'm just so grateful that I have this downtime, I guess it is.
Yeah. What's that like? Yes. Exactly. Really embracing it, using that time, you know, like Lynn was saying, to meditate, to do the writing, to really do the self-discovery, to really get in touch with that inner voice. It's such a precious time, and you're going to carry that foundation forward.
Oh, yeah, you know, you just can't do that when you're busy. You're a hamster wheel, you know?
That's right. That's exactly right.
Yeah. So I've really made, this is a big shift for me in my life, so I'm happy for being there.
Of course.
To
thanks,
Phyllis.
I appreciate you sharing that. Thank you so much.
Okay. All right.
Have an amazing day. Bye, Phoebe. Next, I think this is my girl, Keisha. Hello. 347.
Hi,
Keisha, is that you, girl?
You?
Yes, I know your number, girl. How are you, mama?
Oh my God, I'm okay. I am just really kind of like thinking about how I'm feeling on a daily basis, like, you know, things I'm going through and how does it make me feel. I've been applying for a position.
Great.
And I do have a remote temp project that I'm doing,
but
I'm grateful for. But I interviewed for some positions. I applied for some positions, and I haven't gotten a position I want. And I'm not sure if it's because, so I'm waiting for my license. So I should get my, God willing, I took a test, God willing, the grades come out like at the end of the month.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if I'm not attracting the position I want now because I'm not really applying for the position that I really want because I don't have my license. Or is it something else that's kind of like in my way of receiving?
I think that it's the idea. I'm just going to use my friend as an example. She started working with kids, has no education experience with kids, has no degree working with kids, and she keeps attracting jobs working with kids because she just lit up that energy of she's naturally amazing with kids and it was just a big career change for her. And so I think it's like, oh, I need to be, I'm not enough. Is what I'm still feeling is a little dominant in your energy. Instead of like really activating, and you, like my friend, have such a light and a heart about you, and really activating, like what's great about you, Keisha, is you would never harm anyone. Oh, you're here to uplift. You're here to bring joy. You're going to be reliable.
Yeah.
You're open to learning new things. You just want to work with people and bring a good energy. And you want to be, you know, that you're honest and you have integrity. And like all of these things have extreme value. You can be taught anything, okay? So, and that's what my friend brought to the table, and people were like, well, I'll train you. I'll pay you to train because I love your energy and we want your energy with these kids, so I'm going to pay you to train what we need you to learn. And I feel that same sense with you of like knowing your value. I would write down and light up what is great about you and go, bring me the job where I can use my gifts and talents and I feel great and I'm learning and I'm expanding, et cetera.
You know what? I just was doing that while you were on the phone talking to other people. I was doing that. But I also think, like me and my friends from that we went to law school, right? We're black, but we have other friends who are black. But anyway, we were on the phone, and we're all kind of not – one of them is licensed. One of them is waiting to get licensed. I'm waiting for my results to get licensed.
Mm-hmm.
But one of them is a lawyer for 3 years, and we kind of all – I don't know if we feel like there's a lot of discrimination with getting employment as a lawyer, or we're all not doing what we want to do, or the kind of law we feel like they're not giving us the opportunity. So I don't know. I guess it's part of
interestingly,
that.
Sure. Well, and okay. Here's the thing. First of all, I feel like you passed already. So I am feeling like it's a go, like they're showing
Thank
me
you.
It,
I
that.
So
I feel like you passed,
too.
So I'm not
so
worried
too.
About that. And I do feel okay. like African-American women have been very disempowered over many, many mm-hmm. centuries, honestly, if we're being real.
Yeah.
And I
right.
think that that
right.
energy is really working through and going, oh, guess what? I get to decide. Because my friend is also a minority in the sense that
okay.
she also has struggled with those types of issues. And that
yeah.
said, you get to decide. Because I actually feel ironically, okay. this is what's weird, ironically, when you were talking about it, I don't feel like it's a race issue. I feel like it's a female issue, which is there's a difference. You know what
okay.
I mean? You know, there's
yeah.
like a woman
yeah.
issue and then there's a race issue. And this feels like a woman
yeah.
issue of like, women won't be tough enough, or there's a sense of like a bias around women in this field as opposed to a race issue in this field.
I can see that. It's so funny. One of our other best, two of our other best friends, one's a guy, one's a girl, they go together. I predicted that the guy was going to be making all his money, which he is, and the girl was going to be home complaining that she's a lawyer too, and she wants she's important too, and she's valued too, and that's
right.
what's going on in their relationship.
Right. Well, and this is what
she,
I'm saying is that
yeah.
women tend to be, I think whatever job you want to be at, what you can bring to the table is empathy, is compassion, is kindness,
right.
is, you
right.
know, and
right.
that's not what a lot of, you know, both my uncles are lawyers. I love them to death. They're miserable. They hate their jobs because they're not connected to their heart in their jobs. And so you're bringing this
okay.
in a new way, and it doesn't mean, and also there's, like I said, the integrity is what you want to see as value. And
mm-hmm.
sometimes in lawyers, it's not seen as valuable. I hate to say that, but it's like, no, you got to
right,
be willing
right,
to be
right.
like, who cares? It's your client. Screw your integrity, you know? And,
right.
and I think that's
right.
what women have in the past. It's been, women are more likely, unfortunately, that we're more in touch with our feelings. And even Abraham Hicks says this. They were like, women are just sort of built a little more in tune with our emotions. And so that has been a liability in the past. And now it's going to be an asset moving forward. And you're a part of that new energy.
Okay. So you just said basically focus on what I'm bringing to the table.
That's
right. And that's...
And,
okay.
and what you
and
really want to create. And like I said in the beginning, what's the essence of what you really mm-hmm. want to do? What is it, you know, get to not like, I want to be a lawyer. I want to be a lawyer because, why?
Not right.
What's the
I've always supported people. I've always helped people with justice. I've always
yes,
like, fought against injustice.
Yes, I love
injustice.
Justice. I love fighting for something that's fair. I love being able to help people. I love being in my
yeah.
power and feeling, you know, and I think
okay.
it's really about being in your power and being able to do something about something that you don't
yeah,
like.
Yeah, I think
you know.
So.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, congrats.
Okay.
Well, let me
Thank
know when you.
You
pass the
Thank
test.
Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks, Kaysen. Bye, sweetheart. Next, I got 415. Who's this? I got a lot of 415 people. Hello?
Hey, this is Paula.
Hi,
from
Paula.
California.
Yes. Hi, sweetie.
Hey,
how
are
going?
You?
Good, good. How can I help you today?
Good. I think you said I totally resonate with and what everybody's bringing in.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to get through whatever this thing is, you know, like, you know, of that kind of in the way, it's like a little veil in front of, you know, about what I want,
mm-hmm,
you know,
mm-hmm.
and allowing, you know, there's
well,
something that is like, yeah.
What they shine me, honestly, and it's not complicated, is you're just, your focus on what is happening in the now is way too dominant. You need to, and it's easy to do that. They're showing me like, and I hate to say this, but a little bit of laziness in the sense of really being willing to sit down and go, how do I want this to go? How do I want this to go? And it's sort of like I said to Lynn earlier, there's a sense of you closing off your heart when you're out in the world, not feeling safe, sort of wanting to
mm-hmm.
hide. Does any of that make sense to you?
Total. Absolutely.
Okay.
I've been, yes. Because it's like dealing with all this estate stuff, deciding what to do, trying to get my
mm-hmm.
brother on board and dealing with him. You know,
mm-hmm.
and it's just all hard, and I want it smooth.
So
and
yeah,
easy.
And that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And so yeah, so what does this make me know I want? And I love it because what all it does is put ease and flow into your escrow in a stronger way. But you just got to go. I'm opening my heart to the solution. I'm because the problem and the solution don't feel the same. So if you're focused so hard on that problem, you can't let in the solution. That's why, you know, my favorite thing is like I'll lose something and then I'll forget about it and then I'll find it because I forgot about it. I let go of the resistance. I'm like, damn it, where's my thing? Where's my thing? And then I let go for 2 days and, oh, I found it. There it was right in front of my face. And it's the same thing with letting in a manifestation. You're like, oh, it's hard. Oh, it's hard. Oh, it's hard. So it keeps being hard. So if you can,
yeah,
I'm willing to make it easy. I'm willing to let go and allow more.
And I feel like I am been definitely resistant, you know, like I'm like calcified, you know, with resistance. And
yeah.
I feel like even I have this pain in my hand and I feel like that's related.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I think that the hand is how we reach out into the world. So it's like the hand is like, you know, reaching your hand to somebody and it's like you're like, no. Like, and I think if you can, I know this is hard, is you need to open your heart to your brother. You need to open your heart to this process and send love to it, send light to it. Say, hey, this is happening for me. It's all going to work out. This is all temporary. You literally need to write out a new story around this. Okay?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
I think it'll really help.
And absolutely. I know my heart is been closed. I feel like my entire life, and I've been really working hard to have it open.
Yeah,
but it's the mental.
It is mental, and it's also, I know it sounds silly, but it's actually harder to keep it closed than it is to keep it open. So I want you to go, even when you're at home and you feel really safe, I want you to practice that opening because I feel like there's going to be an emotional release for you. I feel like there's going to be tears. So, you know, reach for that this month because it's a really good month to sort of really clear out that anything that you've been, you know, holding that wall up. Your intention this month is to release the wall you've put up around your heart so you can really let in the things you've asked for.
Absolutely. I will do that.
Okay.
Thank you so
Thanks, Paula. Have a great day. Bye, sweetie.
You too.
Next I have 859. Who is this? Hello?
This is Kathy.
Hi, Kathy.
Hello, how are you?
Good. How can I help you today?
Well, just have a little curiosity question.
Sure.
I work two different jobs, one in the morning and one in the afternoon. They are both in the education field, and they're both in the same school district. But my afternoon job really changed this year, and there's a lot of things that seem to be going on kind of behind my back. And so I'm just wondering what you might see in the situation.
Okay, so the first thing I want to ask you is what's the feeling coming up? And this feels familiar to me. I feel like there was an issue. Remind me if I'm wrong, Kathy, but I'm feeling an issue with like two other women or something.
Yes, absolutely. It's the same two women.
Okay. So they say, who cares about them? That's like there's a little bit of what's going on. Like, why do you care about what they're saying or what they're doing or how does it affect you negatively in your mind?
Well, the thing I'm wondering about is that I feel like I'm kind of in limbo, not exactly knowing where I'm headed because I never know what they're going to have me doing next.
The problem is you are giving them all the power. And you're not taking the power, like I was just saying to Paula, of going, what am I manifesting? What do I need to light up about myself? Which is, you know, really getting clear for yourself, Kathy, who do you want to be? What do you want to create? And I'm going to tell you right now, you need to get the reins of the energy instead of going, they are the deciders of my fate. Because that's your energy right now. These women who I don't trust get to decide what I do, right?
Well, it's interesting that during the summer, part of what I was coming to understand was that I no longer really wanted to be in a position of responsibility with dealing with them. And so that has occurred. It definitely has occurred, but I guess it's just, I'm not used to not kind of having an idea of where I'm headed.
Well, and you get to decide where you're headed. And that's what I'm saying is you need to get in the driver's seat of the car and go, where do I want to be headed? Instead of waiting for the universe to show you, you got to go, where do I really want to go? And you want more freedom. You want ease. You want to love what you're doing. And I think the freedom aspect is why you don't want as much responsibility, which I think is great. But I think that there's still this sort of energy that you're not really taking the reins, that you are the creator of what you get. So what do you want to get? Tell me what you want to get.
Well, I'd actually like to get to the point where I don't have to work unless I want to.
That's not financially feasible.
Yeah.
Let's see. Did you see what you just, that now that's okay, but you're saying here's what I want and here's the roadblock. Okay. And what I want you to do is go, my end goal is to be financially stable and be able to work whenever I feel like it and have that freedom. Yes. But on my path there, I want to love the journey. I want to have a great time. I want to work less and make more. I want to make the time go quickly because I love what I'm doing so much. That's the work you need to do, is sit down with that energy and pre-pave the path. Instead of going, well, there's a roadblock to my path. I'm like, no, 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 knock it down. It's your path. You get to lay down those bricks. But I feel like you're standing there and you're waiting for the bricks to be laid out in front of you, but you're putting the roadblock up. So I feel like, does that analogy make sense to you?
Yes. And the whole thing took me by surprise. I think I'm trying to adjust to the sudden shift.
Yeah, and I think that you don't like it. You don't like the shift. So you need to kind of take the reins and go, well, how would I want this to go? Because a dynamic can change in a minute. But you tend to be a pushover. And it's no more being a pushover. I want you to kind of get, and I use this term because I think it's fun, like a boss bitch energy a little bit. For yourself and your own life. Like, I'm the boss of me, okay? This is how it's going to go, universe. You know, I love Esther said, I figured it out, from Abraham Hicks. She said, all I got to do is decide. And then it happens. Yes, decide. And I think you're so used to giving your power away that this is an opportunity for you to really choose and decide how you want things to go.
Am I on that path with the fact that I had made the decision I didn't want the responsibility, so I'm headed the right direction, I just need to open it up more?
Yeah, you need to get really clear on where you really want to head. I think that the freedom, it's not I don't want responsibility, it's I want more freedom. You feel the difference?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, so what does freedom look like? Waking up every day excited to go to work. Excited to work because I love to do it, to your point, because I want to, not because I have to.
Mm-hmm.
Changing your have to's to want to's. Bringing in more money so I can retire and do the things I want, or whatever it may be. So I just want you to get really clear about that.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Ms. Kathy.
Thank you very much.
No problem. Bye, sweetheart. Next I have 650. Who is this?
Good morning. Me. It's Maria.
Hi, Maria. How you doing? I think I just feel like I just spoke to you. So how are we doing?
I'm coming over from D's show, so I'm calling
you.
That's right. Yes, it was a process trying to find the number. Your old number's on your website, and I was calling D's number. I'm like, okay, that doesn't work.
They just changed it. I got to change it on my website because it's on Blog Talk. It's there, but I have to change it on my website. Thank you guys for bringing that to my attention.
It was on Blog Talk, and I thought that it was new. So I'm glad I got in. Thank you so much. This means a lot to me. I really appreciate it. And I was trying to figure out my question because I was calling to follow up, and then I couldn't remember it all of a sudden. Whatever you can help with what else I need to do to balance my health. I think I might need medications or supplements or something's off balance, and trying to get all this ready to also move, or anything else you see.
What's interesting is I do feel like you are working on that divine connection. They're showing me that you are sort of taking steps towards that, and so they just want to acknowledge that. Your challenge is still sort of this. You are definitely one of those people that feels alone. You know what I mean? And that feels like there's the outside world and there's you, and then there's this sort of separation. Does that make sense, Maria? Hello? Hello, hello? Oh, okay.
Thinking.
So, yeah. Oh, sorry. It went dead for a second. It felt like it went dead. So I think that there is this sense of wanting to connect with your own intuition. They are showing me definitely health issues, definitely body stuff going on. I know this sounds weird, but, just to recommend this, something where you actually get personalized sort of supplements. There's a thing called Viome. There's Inside Tracker. There's all these things where you can get like personalized what your body actually needs based on your blood recommendations. I feel like you need something like that. I wouldn't guess. Okay. Cause there is definitely stuff going on. They are showing me this sense of preparing for something bad to happen as your natural state. What, like that, you know, that feeling of like, I can't let go all the way because I feel like the other shoe is going to drop if I let go all the way. And I want you to let go all the way because there's a sense of holding on to the illness, holding on to the resistance, because if once you let it go, there's no more excuses. There's nothing else holding you back. Hello.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm writing notes and processing what you're
saying. Yeah. And okay. Because I think that this is really the time for you to break out of these old patterns. And they are showing me a move for you. Absolutely a move. Soon. Travel, a move.
Soon?
Yeah, very soon.
Well,
like it's coming up.
Both. There's pending both major travel and the move. Just I'm not sure where to move anymore.
It's coming. So wait. So you need to intuit, this is what the letting the soul's voice be heard, intuit what that time is, but the clarity will come to you. So, but you need to be open to receiving that clarity, open to receiving that guidance. And the way you do that is there's a little bit, and again, I'm going to say this to you with love, Mama, you can get stuck in a victim energy sometimes when you're by yourself.
Oh, yeah.
And so it's really going, what does this make me know I want? I want to be in my power. I'm fucking mad as hell, excuse my language. I'm angry. Like, it's like, I want you to almost get angry so that you can be done with this pattern. Okay. Cause I just feel like you're ready for such a big change and you just got to be willing to take your power and go, all right, this is how it's going to go. And I have so many clients that, for example, had cancer or things that were, you know, really big and heavy. And they were like, oh, hell no, not today, people. And I feel like you need a little bit of that energy. And that's how they beat cancer, and that's how they beat whatever disease that came to them. And I feel like you need a little bit of that.
I agree, and I put that in my mind because I've had, like, health scares and whatnot, and then, like, I'm done, I'm over this, and then it's like, then I go back.
Well, and it's this sort of keeping yourself safe. What am I – and what I would really look under the rock I would look under, and this is going to sound, again, I don't want to sound insensitive in any way. There was a great Byron Katie. I've talked about this before. She had a guy on and he had brain cancer. And she said, you have brain cancer. He's like, yeah, but what do you want? He's like, I want to get rid of the brain cancer. She's like, no. She's like, if you want to get rid of the brain cancer, you have to figure out why you brought it to you in the first place. What are the gifts of the brain cancer? And he talked about how he's closer with his wife. He's finally worrying about his health and all these things. So why am I breaking? Really look, what am I getting out of being ill? And be like, oh, I don't need that anymore. It's given me the desire for wellness so strong that every time you resist wellness, you get more sick because the wellness pull is massive now because of all the illness you've had. Your body is stronger than you give it credit for. Give her a little credit. Give her a little love. Tell her, okay, I get your back now. I'm going to let you do what you need to do to help me heal. Okay?
Okay.
Yeah, because I feel like this is a beginning of a massive transformation for you, and I think this month is a great opportunity for you to really put this behind you.
I agree.
Yes, girl.
It was a lot of intuition last month and just couldn't, like, think straight. It was just not okay. Trying to find something else I could do and just
and when you have those things, this is what I always do. Pick up Google Abraham Hicks illness or sickness or whatever. Like Google, read the books that help you. Watch for me it's like Friends or like, you know, Modern Family. Like I watch something light. I gotta get out of that. You gotta do whatever it takes to shift that energy. You can't just sit in it. Because that's what gives it momentum, and you're one of those people that does need to go, what's going on? I'm going to pivot this right now, okay? Because if you keep it going, that's what keeps your body in this sort of pattern of illness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do. Like all day, I'm like trying to just get myself a little bit more calmer. I'm on YouTube constantly, Abraham.
Yeah, I love healing. Abraham, girl. I will listen to Abraham all day. All day. Meditate. Write. How do I want to feel? Start telling new stories. Writing down the new stories. You know, I love the journal of positive aspects. You know, that would definitely help you. Gratitude and positive aspects. You got to shift that brain into a new pattern. Okay.
Someone told me recently that the vaccine was not going to be okay for me anymore when previously I was going to actually do it, that my body and just my belief system said, no, not anymore, not right now. Get realigned and then.
Okay.
Do you see that too?
I think that, you know, what I feel like and what they showed me was it doesn't matter. Just make a choice and line up with it. It's all about deciding. I don't think you're matched to COVID. So it's all about you going, you know, I, like I said, was excited to get the vaccine. That was me. But if you're not, you got to go, I want to get the vaccine. So I'm going to get super well so I can get the vaccine. I love that energy. Or you can go, you know what? I'm not a match to illness anymore. I don't got to worry about it. I'm going to go thrive. Either way, you just got to pick a thought that you resonate with.
I agree with I'm okay, but the part was I needed to travel and be around other people and family. And so it was like that was where.
So I feel like the path of least resistance is let me get well enough so my body can handle that vaccine with not a problem. So I would I think that's your path of least resistance is getting well so you can have the vaccine.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Maria. Keep me posted on
Thank
that, girl.
You.
All right. Thanks, next, I have 719. 719. Hello.
Hello, Nadia. It's Bridget in Colorado.
Hi. You made it through, girl. You made it through. Yes.
I did. Thank you for sending the email back. I can't believe you're doing all the emails right before your show.
I mean,
you
it was a little insane.
Rock.
But that's okay. I tried. I was like, oh, no. Yeah, I got to change it on my website. You know, it's one of those things where I am so glad you guys brought it to my attention, but I'm glad they changed it because a lot of people couldn't get through. All right, Bridget,
Good.
How can I help you today?
A general today, please.
Thank you. Bridget, no problem. You're so cute. Okay. So they are showing me that you brought a little more balance to your life. They're seeing a little bit more balance, a little bit more like less highs and lows. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, I decided like, the other lady, not to be a pushover. That worked.
Yes, yeah, it's good. It's good. I feel like a lot more balance, a lot more stability. So that's really, really good. There is this sense of you're more, I really feel, Bridget, I got to tell you, I really feel more of a foundation of strength in you that I really, really like. I feel like we got to keep building it, but it's there now. It's there, girl. I'm so happy. And you're not in this survival fear. There's a sense of like, I'm getting my bearings. Okay. That's the feeling I get from you right now.
Great.
Yes. Continue doing what you're doing. Let me just see if there's anything else I can give you because I love seeing this. Okay. They're literally showing me that you're loosening, like you're literally getting the chains off of you. So whatever you are doing is so working. They're saying, keep at it. Keep doing it. Don't stop. This momentum is the right direction.
Yay.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Yes. I love not seeing anything to work on. I love it. It's so rare. Right? Yeah. And they're saying just if you can, go into more appreciation and gratitude because that's where you are and that's really going to amp up the speed.
Yep, I got it. I am catching the negative thoughts a lot more often. So
and
I appreciate everything you do and give to us.
Thank you. You're so sweet. You know, we're all in this together, like I always say, and you guys give me gifts all the time. Thank you, Bridget. Yay.
Have a good month. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye. Alrighty. Next I have 928. I do not know who this is. Hello? Are you there? Oops. Let's see. 928, are you there?
Hi, I'm here. This is Joy.
Yay! Hi, Joy.
How are
you? I'm great. How can I help you, Joy?
A general will be great. We're looking to move one day. We're trying to figure out where we want to move to. So if there's anything related to that or just anything in general will be really, really helpful right now. We're kind of still don't know what to do yet.
It's really interesting. They're showing me that they want you to activate what you're looking for in the community where you want to move, because I feel like that's a really strong pull for you, is the energy of the community, of the, you know, of the city or the town or whatever it is. And I don't feel like that's active. You're very clear on like the actual home, but you're not clear on what kind of people you want to be around. Does that make sense to you?
Okay. It does. I thought it, yeah, so, that's definitely a big part of the equation, but I haven't spent as much time thinking about that. I've been kind of too general, perhaps. But
and so where are you thinking about moving? Do you want me to help you get some
Yeah, we're thinking about either Oregon or Washington. It's not somewhere in the Pacific Northwest. We want to be in kind of that rainforest type of a
climate. My husband would move there in about a second. Both of those places he loves. You know, the trees, the nature, that clean air, all of that. Yes. So it's really interesting.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. So I got to tell you that Washington lights up a little more for me right now. Okay. For whatever reason. And this is what they want you to activate. Number one, I'm fully myself. I love everyone I'm around. I love my neighbors. I love the community. I love the city. I love where we live. And most importantly, they're showing that you are there to do or give something, like be a source of healing, a source of upliftment. There's something like that's really interesting. So you want to go show me where it's the win-win-win-win-win for everybody. Okay. Because they're showing me you really doing something. Do you know what this is? What do you do, Joy?
I do not do anything at the moment. I'm trying to figure out what to do.
Okay, great. I think that that's very much why you're going to discover something. And I think that they're saying that's in your escrow too. But they are. I will tell you, Oregon is not lighting up as much as Washington is for me.
Okay, just right now. Washington. So
okay, maybe that's why. Yeah. I feel really good about you in Washington. It just feels like it's lighting up. It feels like, and I have emotion around it, to tell you the truth, because I just get this sense of you really coming into something. So I would just get ahead of it. You know, I love getting ahead of things because, you know, that's how we do. I would really just get ahead of it and do your best to go show me the best it can be, you know?
Okay.
Yes. The Washington just feels really, really strong.
Okay. Do you feel like there's a sense of whatever this purpose is that you're kind of referring to that I don't know yet? Is it more animal related or is it people related or?
It's uplifter related.
It's uplifter.
Yeah. Okay. So it's about you doing something and finding a gift within yourself, and it definitely feels like animal and people. So it could be people's pets, and then there, and then the person that obviously helps the person, as we know. So, you know, I what they're showing me is, I love my animals too. It's like the win, 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 win. Yeah. You know, it's the win, win, win. Okay. They just keep showing me, ask for the win, 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 where you win, the animals win, the people win, you know, everybody wins. That's the energy that I really want you to tune to, because that's what's available to you.
Great, because that's what I've actually been wanting, because I tend to, it seems like I really want to do the best for my pets, but then I kind of neglect myself, so there's like a little
and
I'm doing too, so I'm trying to figure out where everybody wins.
Everybody wins, and just go show me what that is, you know, show me where my gifts and talents are, because you want to give a gift, get a gift, like that's it, that's what's so fun, you know, it's about having fun, so I would really tune into the fun of that. You know, fun of being tuned to your own inner being, fun to helping people, the fun of it. It's just, it's so delicious.
Fantastic.
Thanks, Joy.
Well, thanks, Peter. I appreciate that, Nadia.
No problem at all. It feels really good. So good. I can't wait. Thanks, sweetie.
All right. Me too now.
No problem. Next I have 215. 215. Who is this? Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Who is this? Are you here? Are you here? Are you here? There you are. I hear you. Just got to tell me who
Hello,
you are.
Hello, am I here?
Yes, you're here. Who's this?
I'm so sorry. My phone died. Like, freaked out. It's Barbara from Pennsylvania.
Hi, Barbara. How can I help you, sweetheart?
I'm having a bit of a resistance around cleaning my clutter. Do you have anything
okay.
you can help me in that?
Yes, yes. Well, you know, I'm a big Marie Kondo fan, but clearing clutter is usually a sign, I always say this, of inside clutter, okay? And also things that are sort of, A, the process is not always the best, but B, also fear of letting go of something you may need in the future, which is a little bit of the, around money or lack mentality that tends to be active, okay? So the best thing to do is get ahead before you start going through everything. It can be fun. It can be fun. Like, I've had times where I'm going through my closet. I'm like, this is fun. You know, and you got music playing and it's fun. So you want to go, I want it to be fun. I want to release the things I don't need. I want to feel very clearly the things I need to keep and the things I need to let go of. I would really just tune into asking your inner being to make it clear to you. And what I love about what Marie Kondo says is, does it spark joy?
Yes.
And,
yeah,
and
I'm familiar with that.
Yeah, and I love that. I thought it was so genius because sometimes, unless something's nostalgic, you know, like I keep my kids, you know, first baby outfit. Like I just kept them. Mm-hmm. You know why? Because it just makes me feel good when I see it. It does spark joy, and it's nostalgic. Mm-hmm. And I want them to have it when they have kids, their first little baby outfits, whatever it may be. And at the same time, this book that, you know, my grandfather used to read, I'm going to keep it. You know why? Because it was my grandfather. I love my grandfather. It makes me think of my grandfather, and that feels good. So if it feels good, yay. If it doesn't, bye-bye. And I
well,
think that...
Well, one thing I have problems with is thinking that I should try to get some money from something I'm not even using. And
sure.
I know it would be easier
sure.
just to donate it. But then I think, am I throwing money away?
Sure. And so, again, we're in that lack mentality. So, for example, mm-hmm. when I have, like, my kids' costumes for Halloween, is it worth it for me to go onto, you know, Facebook or eBay or whatever and sell the costumes for $20 and deal with shipping it? Or would I rather mm-hmm. give it to somebody who would just enjoy it and blah, blah, blah? And in that case, I'd rather just give it away, right? But mm-hmm. when it's a crib that was $900, you know what I mean? Then I'm like, you know what?
Yeah.
I'll sell that for $100. You know what I mean? And so, you know, it's all about the feeling of, I always say, you know, it's the feeling. Which feels better, selling this or giving it away? And I think that this is really a gift for you to tune to your guidance.
Okay.
You know, to go, which feels better? That's how I make the choice. Does it, this feels better? You know what? Feels better. Path of least risk, give it away. Because guess what? When you give something away, you get something back anyway. The universe is bringing it back to you. You don't have to worry. You know,
right.
we donate a
okay.
lot of toys and stuff to women's centers and things like that. That feels good to me to do that. Therefore, mm-hmm. I'm attracting more abundance. You know?
Okay.
So I think it's really tuning. It's giving you an opportunity.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Let me know how that goes. I love getting the feedback later. Thanks so much.
Okay. All right.
You guys, thank you so much. I love, 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 love chatting with you guys. I will be live again November 6th. Now this is a new number. Thank you all for your openness and willingness. And if I did not get to you, I hope you got a gift from someone today. I also will be doing a October workshop. I still don't know what I want. I'm going to probably do a last minute workshop, guys. I don't know why this is coming in, but I will keep you posted on that for sure. So much love to you and have an amazing Saturday.